Now we're going to take a look at the fossils. The Bible says that God created man. Evolutionists tell us that we evolved from apes, not monkeys, by the way. They would say that monkeys came earlier and then apes and that, and they're not saying that we came from the particular apes that are here now. They're not saying that you got in the jungle and that gorilla is your father. They're saying that there were apes that led to the chimpanzees, orangutans, and gorillas, and human beings. That were all descended from these apes. And scientists would say the linear pictures of them show misrepresented because it's more of a bushy thing and such. But we get the general idea. And that's what we're now going to discuss. I'm going to particularly focus on the visual argument. There's different things that can be talked about. Morphologically, there's the question of the hips, the bipedality, different things. There's other things related to them, all sorts of things. I'm going to be talking mostly about the shape, in that our skulls tend to be basketball-shaped on top, not have much brow ridge here, and then you've got the mouth area doesn't stick out real far, and then we have kind of a pointed chin, and our jaw is relatively small compared to our cranium, okay? An ape tends to have a brow ridge over the eyes and then slopes back, and it's more of a football shape. The neck tends to be back here more, whereas our neck is down like this, and you'll have the eye and then the nose, and then you have a snout, and the teeth are out here, and then you don't have much of a chin. And the jaw area is pretty big compared to the brain area. In fact, maybe bigger than this. I didn't draw big enough. Whereas we're big brain, smaller jaws. Remember those distinctions, because the evolutionists present an argument, and I want you to see the argument, because it looks pretty good. It looks pretty convincing. And I want you to see that, and then we'll talk about it. All right. First, we'll mention the genetic argument. How many of you have heard this argument? Humans and chimps share more than 99% of their genes. If you've heard that argument, okay. Now, later research in 2006, scientists from Duke University, Indiana, California, they said, no, it's more like 6% different. So like we're 94% the same as chimpanzee. And you're saying, well, that's still pretty much mostly a chimpanzee. From National Geographic, 2008. The shifting boundary between chimp and human, it's around 95 to 98% the same. This is less meaningful than it sounds. We share more than 80% of the gene sequence with mice, and maybe 40% with rats. Okay, so that doesn't mean that you're almost half salad. It means that there's certain things in the structure of life that are just basic. All right, so now we're going to go to the visual argument for ape to human evolution. What is that? It's something. What is that? 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 Here is the Smithsonian chart, and these are skulls from this and this are the same skull, side view, top view. This is without the lower jaw. So everybody get oriented. Can you see this? These are without the lower jaw. Front view, side view of the same skull. Have I got that? That is Homo sapiens, sapiens, subspecies, modern man, Homo sapiens. This, Homo sapiens Cro-Magnon, if you've ever seen like the beautiful horse paintings on the caves, all right. And then we have Neanderthals, and then you get back to Homo erectus, and then you get Australopithecines, and there you have an ape. Here you have a chimpanzee. Now I want you to see these differences. See the more basketball top, no brow ridge. This doesn't stick out much, no prognathism. Whereas up here, everybody see how much that sticks out? You see that big brow ridge? You see how the forehead slopes back? The brain is smaller and that type of thing. Now, I want you to appreciate the argument here. Where's the laser?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle? Okay. All right. Could this be related to this?
Yes.
Okay. Could this, if this is human, could it be related to this? Could this maybe be related to that? Could this be maybe related to that? Could this maybe be related to that? Then how about this to this? 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 This? And there we are at the ape. So, by the way, when people say, oh, they only have a few jaw bones or something. No, they've got some interesting specimens. And if you line them up like that, I think that makes a pretty powerful argument. Can everybody see the argument before we proceed? All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe these are, from Homo erectus up, I believe are humans. Also, Epistines, I believe are apes. I'm going to show you why. And by the way, some of these in between here, there are hundreds of pieces glued together. And there's, I can show you if you'd like to afterwards. Some have built it this way, so it's this brain size. Some built it that way, so it's that brain size. And some scientists talk about, yeah, these are joined together. So if you hold it this way, it looks like one thing. If that way, it looks like another. You glue it. Interesting. What's his name? Leakey. In his book about one of the skulls, he said it was broken in scores of pieces. Lewin, the co-writer, later talked about it. He says hundreds of pieces. If you've ever seen on the news, there's a pro-life rally. Tens of people were there. Well, yeah, how many tens? This one had been trampled by a water buffalo or something. It was all in pieces, and they know it's the sort. But let's start moving on. Here's what I want you to get. This is not everybody's skull. That's one of the flaws on this chart. When we say this is modern man, it's not modern man. My skull's pretty, I thought about bringing you an x-ray. I got a freaky skull. And in the cephalic index department, I'm in the Neanderthal range, okay? Not everybody today has the same skull. Also, ape skulls vary more than ours, okay? So these types of things can be manipulated. Bare bones mistaken ideas, human variation, ape variation. Let's get into it real quick. First off, here's some different brain sizes. Here's modern man. Average breath, the size of your brain is 1350 cc's. This is like motorcycle engine sizes. This place, okay, like having a big motorcycle is 1350. That's the average human brain. Neanderthal, 1512 cc's. A lot of people don't know this. Neanderthals had bigger brains, significantly bigger brains than modern, than people that sometimes scientists have called them Homo sapiens, sometimes they have. I really enjoyed watching the news over the years as I've been studying this. I started studying in the 80s. In the last few years, it's just like more and more articles just constantly. Hey, Neanderthals are like us. Hey, they were smart. Hey, we're there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is Homo erectus. Only 1,000 cc's. 1,016. Homo habilis, 500. That's gorilla range. Australopithecus, 450. That's chimpanzee range. Well, there's a chimpanzee. Pantragalitis, 400 cc's. Okay? Now, what I'm going to suggest, well, first off, remember when I said not everybody has the same brain? All of these quotes are from evolutionists. This is from an evolutionary professor in Spain. 10% of completely normal human beings have a brain capacity of less than 1,100 or more than 16. And that's 10%. You get to the more extremes, it ranges into individuals of normal intelligence from less than 900 to about 2,300. So some people have 2,300 cc's of brain, and there's some people who only have less than 900. Today, does that mean they're not human? No, but that does mean what? We don't all have the same shaped skull. So if you start lining up, what if we lined up everybody in this room? Oh, your brain's not as big as him. You're not as much human. Does that make any sense? By the way, you can have a really, really, Einstein, I don't think, had that big of a head. So he didn't have that big of a brain. This doesn't mean he's not smart. These are apes, I believe. These are people. And these are evolutionary pictures. They used to not do as good a job on this. They've really improved on this lately. And this is Homo sapiens. This is one of the, I don't accept their dating system, but using their dates, this is one of a really old modern human from Africa. And they drew him like this. This is from a skull that they found of a modern human being. Okay? We would all look at that and we would know that's what? That's a human being. Neanderthals used to be like, and stuff. Here is a more recent reconstruction of Neanderthal. What's that? That's a human being. Homo erectus, Homo ergaster, when they're in Africa, they're called Homo ergaster. The 12-year-old Tacurna boy in San Diego, he's been recreated like this. What's that? Human being. Now you want to see Lucy? Lucy from Ethiopia, which is Australopithecine, which is an ape. The word means southern ape. When it turned, went to the Museum of Houston last year, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the Museum of Houston put on an artistic representation. What's that? That's an ape! These are people. These are apes. If you get on a bus and he sits by you, he sits by you, he sits by you, you say hello. If that sits by you, you call animal control. It's done there. Bare bones. Sometimes things are obvious from just looking at the bones. Somebody tell me what you see up there. Yeah, sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not easy.
Deer.
Oh, it is a deer. It is a deer. Chinese water deer. Okay? They're in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. Also, there's a few running around in England because they imported some and they were in park and they got away. So now they're out of line. You didn't know what that was, but would professionals ever make a mistake? I mean, a deer scientist would know that was a Chinese water deer right there, okay? But did the scientists ever make mistakes on bones?
Yes, they did.
You remember Piltdown Man, where there were hundreds of articles written about before somebody realized it was a human skull and an orangutan jaw that somebody filed the teeth down on. Okay, that was a long time ago. And then there was Nebraska Man, a long time ago also, where the guy, Mr. Museum in New York, identified from a single tooth he got in Nebraska Man, the London newspaper pictured him like that, then they found some more bones, found out it was a pig. But that was a long time ago. This is What's-Her-Face's organization, the same Eugenie Scott that said don't debate. This is her organization, some writers on their website are writing for them. And they said, how could Osborne have made that mistake with the pig's tooth? They said, misidentifications are common. Some are ludicrous. A fossil whale identified as a giant reptile. Rodents identified as primates. Carnivores as ungulates. Ungulates as anteaters. The list is endless. They say we make mistakes a lot of times, but then we correct ourselves. But what if you all keep holding on to the same thing that's saying we're apes? Who's going to correct that? Here's a real recent one. Anybody remember Ida? Big, big deal. Huge, huge deal. Google made it their thing, you know, when it was released. She's the one that tells the whole story. She can rewrite science, confirm Darwinian theory, question religion itself, debunk creationism. You're looking at one of our ancestors, a direct relative. Here's the hype on their website. This will be pictured in all the textbooks for the next 100 years, probably. When our results are published, it'll be like an asteroid hitting the Earth. If you remember hearing some of that stuff when it came out in 2009, and then just a few months later, not even close relative. As far removed from monkey ape human ancestry as a primate could be. And it's boom. Yeah, so they keep making mistakes. We can all make mistakes. Here's one of the things. Lewin says that in the early 1900s, they were just ignorant, naive of how much variation you had, say, among apes in nature. Look at this. Which of those looks apish, which looks human? Would you say that this is maybe apes evolving into humans? Every one of those skulls is orangutan.
Yes.
One is juvenile. Several are female. These are male. Some are from one island, some from another. Two different species of orangutan. But the big difference is between male and female, and there's just individual differences. So, but, you know, even if you dress them up, even though they're different, they're still orangutans, okay? But they do have different faces, and they do have different skulls. Also, just because something looks alike doesn't mean that they are evolutionarily related. For example, Lewin, again, this is the evolutionary writer, he says the similarity structure doesn't imply genetic heritage. A shark and a porpoise look a lot alike, but one's a fish and one's the other. So you can build a pseudo-sequence. I'm going to build one right here. I'm going to evolve that thing into this. You remember when we did the thing with the Smithsonian chart? Could this be related to this? How about maybe that to that? How about maybe that to that? How about maybe that to that? That to that? Okay, let me show you what I just did. Now, I've seeded some of these are bigger, some of these are smaller, but sometimes their charts are that way, too. All right, I took a lemur, turned him into a fruit bat, turned him into a fox, turned him into a coyote, turned him into a raccoon, turned him into a mountain lion, turned him into an African lion. Does anybody believe that that's the line between those animals?
Yeah.
Of course not. What did I do? I lined up some skulls that had some similarities and pointed them in a certain direction. All right, so with that in mind, let's start looking at our skulls. Remember when I said we don't all have the same skull? Some people's heads are more square, some are more V-shaped. Some people have very wide cheekbones like Laplanders. Some people, like this fellow from Melanesia, has a sloped forehead and eyebrow ridges. That doesn't mean he's not human. Some people have eyes in the middle of head. Some people have eyes at the top of their head. Some people have eyes close together. Some people have eyes far apart. But they're all what? They're all human beings. Neanderthal. Here's some of the differences that we've been talking about. Remember these. See the football shape? See the brow ridge? See the prognathism? See the lack of chin, etc., etc.? Look at this man. This is an Australian Aborigine. Look at the forehead. What do you see? Sloping forehead. What do you see right over his eyes? Eyebrow ridges. Look at that one. There's no vertical forehead going up. It's just eyebrow ridges, and then there's a slope. Darwin's right-hand guy knew this. Neanderthal cranium is not so isolated. It's closely approached by the flattened Australian skulls. Racism and evolutionary theory. The English were going down to Australia and treated the Aborigines like animals, partly because of Darwin's theory. This is what Fairfield Osborne, the guy that got Nebraska Man from Pig's Tooth, this is what he said. It must be noted that many of these features are also found in recent human skulls of inferior races. BBC News, about 12 years ago, the museum, British Museum, was finally turning over some remains back to Australia and Tasmania, and the scientists were upset. No, don't return those. They didn't like that idea. Among the remains held at London's Natural History Museum, Mr. Dillon said, were skulls and leg bones of two Aboriginal men who were hunted down and killed by a white expedition in 1900. Once dead, the men's skins were boiled off them on the spot. So, just a little roll. 100 years ago, Englishmen trained in Darwinian thought, went down to Australia, hunted men down, shot them, killed them, boiled the skin off them, and then sent the skeletons to the museum. That should be evidence in a murder. Where did that thinking come from? Darwin's cousin, Francis Dalton, invented the term eugenics. And he decided, hey, survival of the fittest. Why should we be worried about sick people or somebody that's handicapped or somebody's born retarded or something? Nature's job is to what? And so we shouldn't be doing that. And this is not from a creationist. This is from Steve Jones, professor of genetics. He's an evolutionist, and he's president of the Galton Institute, named after this guy. It used to be called the Eugenics Society. He says, the word itself, it was invented by Darwin's cousin. He favored fertility for fine minds and sterility for the stupid. Nobody denies that his ideas led directly to the horrors of the Nazi era. Now, you've heard people talk about, and they say, oh, no, don't throw that in there. Who said that? The president of the Galton Institute said that. He's an evolutionist. Further human variations. Look at that skull there. That's a Neanderthal skull. Look at that. This is an Eskimo skull. Huge, very. I don't have time to go through all the differences, but the cheekbones there are tremendously different than ours. If you look at these chimpanzee cheekbones and this and ours, tremendously different. This is, if you've ever seen a buffalo nickel, with the Indian head on it, three Native Americans sat for the modeling for that to make that image. Okay, one of them was Chief Iron Tail, really interesting guy. He survived both little bighorn and wounded knee. He's usually pictured with his headdress. There he is without it. You see those brow ridges? This is Nikolai Valiev, Russian heavyweight. Anybody want to walk up to him and say, I decided that based on the slope of your skull, you're not really human? I got problems enough with my own skull. Was Osborne right? Osborne, if we dug him up and said, wait, Lear talking about Eskimos and Australians, but that that's not the white European. You know what the early evolutionists were? Northern white Europeans. Okay, that was the... And I've got some whole charts on this that are limited for time, right? But I'll just use one simply to show the form. Now, look at the person next to you. Does the person next to you, does their forehead go straight up, or does it lean back a little bit? Yeah. Leans back a little bit on most everybody. Look at this! Whoa! That's leaning forward! So this, this leans back. You're having a baby. This, okay, you're up to snuff. Whoa, rocket scientist! No. That's a hunter-gatherer, kind of like the Australian Aborigines. That is a North African Bushman. So you can have this kind of skull and be a hunter-gatherer. You can have this kind of skull and be a hunter-gatherer. Or you can have this kind of skull, and maybe you are a rocket scientist, or maybe you spend all day saying, do you want fries with that? It's not about the shape of your skull. There's one of the guys in the Big Banking Mess a while back. That's what they used to say Neanderthal is like when we were kids. Jeff, I think we saw that guy at the museum. This is a more recent thing. These are some things about Neanderthals. It's a recreation of a Neanderthal burial. They wore clothes. Just a few of these. I got a bunch of these, but here's a few. New evidence debunks the stupid Neanderthal myth. Discovered, top stories 2008. Cavemen, they're just like us. Sophisticated, tools efficient, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, they wore jewelry, it said in January 2010. And this, they think maybe a Neanderthal flute. Now, the people who say it's not a flute say, no, it's a cave bear bone that's something gnawed on. Well, it looks kind of like the hole is there, and that... No, it's something gnawed on there. That kind of looks like a flute to me. Homo erectus. They have smaller brains than us. But remember, the average Homo erectus is a little over 1,000. There's people today that have less than 900. This is a Homo erectus skull, even more sloping. This is a cast of an old aboriginal skull, either Tasmania or Australia. Compare it to this Homo erectus. See how similar the lines are? If this is a human being, why can't this be a human being? Give me shoulders. Looks like that they had built huts. Looks like they did sea voyages and probably used language to coordinate. Did they invent modern living, et cetera, et cetera. This is the Turkana boy, et cetera. And several years ago, back in the 90s, there were a couple of scientists that they're evolutionists, I'm not, but I agree with them on this. They were saying, and they even attributed in some of their writings, they said some of this came from a Eurocentric problem, where the scientists are looking at European-type skulls and then looking at others and weighing it that way. But they said, this is what they were attributing, all fossil specimens of Homo erectus and archaic Homo sapiens, including Neanderthal, should be reclassified in a single species, Homo sapiens. And I believe that's right. And they also suggested Homo habilis should be translated back to Australopithecine. Is, hey, what is Homo habilis? Well, here's a bunch of kind of fragmentary things. It's kind of, that's one that was crusted to a bunch of pieces flat. There's a better picture of it. There's some Homo habilis. It's kind of the arm and leg things tend to be of the ape of a racial ape. Now, Australopithecines, real quick, you just got a few minutes. That's loosened. Okay. The interesting part is the hip bone. Someone talked about that. We can later, but that hip was also broken in 40 pieces and glued back together. But I can show you also the bonobo chimpanzee. It doesn't have that hip, but it has a very interesting skull. It's to walk more upright, does walk more upright, it differently. Don't have time to talk about that, but let me do show you this. There's Lucy. All right, so this is a human skull. That's a chimpanzee skull. This is Australopithecine. Missing some parts there. Let's fill in the line from the chimp. That's an ape. And in this evolutionary book by Lewin, Australopithecus afarensis, although it's a hominid, meaning in line to humans, is much more like a chimpanzee. And this is from Arsuaga. To be sure, the only human characteristic of them, or most of them had, was an erect posture. As far as more outstanding of our characteristics, our brain, they're in the same category as today's chimpanzee. Let me give you one more minute, I'll finish up here. All right. By the way, just because somebody stood on two legs doesn't mean they're your ancestor. Here's an Australopithecine where they found the feet, because Lucy was missing the feet, And guess what? They said the feet showed it probably lived and nested in trees, you know, slept in trees and stuff. It was for tree climbing stuff. It's an ape. You take away the eyes, what's Lucy? Lucy's an ape. Tools, we already talked about tools. Now there's tools. You know, if you're told there's a tool, any note. Look, these are all modern gorilla. Every one of these is the same species of modern gorilla. Look at the eyes. Now look at the difference in the nose. Now look at the difference. Huge differences. All of those are the same species of gorilla. If we can allow gorillas to have different skulls, I think gorillas will allow us to have different skulls. But people are still people, and gorillas are still gorillas. There's a giant chimpanzee they recently discovered. He's about my size, about 6 foot five, 220 pounds. You can see the grown men behind him. That's a big chimpanzee, and guess what? It has a big skull and a flatter skull, but it's still a chimpanzee. People are people, and apes are apes, and God is God. Thank you.